Well, it's nice to see you all. It's lovely. God's been working a lot on me. I just want to say how lovely it is to be here. Being born again has been life-changing for me. Only when God is my source have my stress levels gone down. And I'll tell you, I've had some stress levels in my life, I can tell you. So many friends letting me down. People who are trusted. People to this day who, they've been lifelong friends. And I'm thinking, but one thing he did teach me is, you can love people, but you don't have to like them. And I found myself feeling like that about people. I don't like it, but the thing is, I feel that love. And I don't like what they do. And that's been the biggest blessing to me. And I just wanted to talk about what I'm learning, because I've had so many things happen in my, it's about 8 years now, being born again. And Satan will work night and day at building cases of negativity against me, and he has done. And I've let it happen, I suppose. I've become vulnerable. I hate to say it. Got myself in some vulnerable situations which haven't been very pleasant. And God has said to me, Christine, I am the only one person who you can trust. And, you know, I'm learning that. I don't like to have to say that, because I always think about my dad in this, because my dad has very, very high values, my own father, and I love him so much. And I want to thank God for my father. And I want to thank for my true father, which is God. Now, God cannot work through a negative attitude. I have had negativity, because it will lead you down the wrong way, and it has done. I am a witness to that. I know I am. I have learned that, as I've listened to Joyce Meyer so many times, and she said to me, you must walk forward with your knees shaking. And by goodness me, I have done. You know, a situation slaps me in the face, and by choice, I've got to walk forward. And by God, I will not turn my back on God, I can tell you now. I won't. I don't care. I mean, talking about friendship as well, what I've learned about friendship, I know that we are friends here, every one of us. I'm not casting anybody out. I want to say everybody is my friend here. And I'd like to say to everybody that I am your friend, and if I ever do anything to, I don't know, upset you or say anything or anything what upset, I'd like to think that that person could come to me and tell me. And then I can stand there and say, well, I'm sorry, and be bold enough for God to tell me I've done wrong to say. Because a lot of people in my life haven't had the guts to do that. And it's hurt. But God keeps saying to me, Christine, you're going to get it where everywhere you go, people will let you down. Anyway, this has been going round in my head all morning, and I tell you, it's a wonder I'm here, because I feel absolutely worn out. Been in the car, and I tell you, it's took me, I feel as if I spent 5 minutes driving to Sheffield. That's how I feel. I'm in the car, buzzing, all this is going round in my head, and I'm sat here telling all this in church. Now, what I thought, I will say that, I will say this, and I couldn't believe it. I'm thinking, I've only been travelling 5 minutes. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think my driving was okay. The roads were pretty clear. but I mean, one thing, Bill's just reminded me, because I've just heard his voice, but was one thing I did listen to, which I really did enjoy. Thank you, Bill, was that what? I can't remember. I commented, I thanked you, didn't I? It was wonderful what I listened to, and it was quite a long, what you shared online. Fan or follower. And I watched that, and what a man. I thought it was wonderful, and I thought, I've got to thank Bill, and I will thank him in church even to say I enjoyed listening to it.
Amen.
I've got this written here, and I've not read anything what's been in it, but one thing I'd like to say is I have made my heart more of a controlled environment. As I've sat here a little bit tearful, through my circumstances, I've had to face what a person holds in his heart is what he becomes, and God knows what is in my heart. Because I've prayed and prayed and prayed to him, and I've had situations hitting me in my life time and time again, and he said, Christine, don't be so blooming vulnerable. Don't make yourself a vulnerable person. Don't put yourself there to be attacked, because you can stand up for yourself. I mean, I don't like to use this word, disability. People have took advantage of that disability. Oh yes, people want to help me, but they want things in return in all ways, shapes or form. Right? I'm not disabled with God, I can tell you that now. I can stand my ground, and I will stand my ground. So as I sat here, I just want to say, dear Father, please create in me a clean heart of peace, love and kindness, and help me to know how to act, what and if I should say anything. I trust you, dear Father, Lord Jesus. My faith is in you alone. And thank you so much. And I want the devil and all his ugly evil spirits to hear that as well, as well as all the angels and Heavenly Father who's in this room, because I know that he is, and I know he's looking after me, and I thank you. And that's it. Thank you.